169K table game jackpot lands at Caesar's Palace as multiple big wins hit Las Vegas. A player at Caesar's Palace won a $169,607 progressive jackpot on a table game over the weekend. Big wins across Las Vegas Strip and Valley. Jonathan S., a visitor from Mustang, Oklahoma, was playing Blazing Sevens Blackjack at Caesar's Palace for only about 10 minutes on Saturday when a mega progressive linked to the table game hit for $169,607, the casino said. The payout, one of the larger single table jackpots reported this month on the Las Vegas Strip, was confirmed by a casino spokesperson. The Caesar's Palace hit was one of several significant jackpots announced across the Las Vegas Valley between November 13 and November 17, 2025. Off the Strip, Aliante Casino reported multiple sizable slot wins, a $14,051.68 DragonLink jackpot on November 17th after a $2.50 wager on a penny denomination machine, and a $21,319.60 double money link prize on November 14th, following a $4 bet on a dime machine. Downtown, Binion's reported a $10,358 victory on the Huff and Even More Puff hard hat slot, while Cannery Casino publicized a $51,152.09 jackpot on Thunder Drums after a $1 bet on a penny denomination. Four Queens highlighted a $15,000 win by a guest named Conrad over the weekend. And Palms Casino Resort posted two large payouts, $21,758.15 earlier in the week, and a $33,017 payout the prior weekend. These announcements illustrate the breadth of payouts across casino types and locations in Las Vegas. Table game progressives on the Strip and high variance slot jackpots at both downtown and locals properties. The variety of denominations involved, from penny slots to table game progressives, underscores how linked progressive mechanics and low stakes betting can still produce life-changing wins. Progressive jackpots are engineered to create moments like this, said a Caesar's Palace spokesperson. We celebrate with our guests and ensure winners receive prompt assistance through our cashiering and guest services teams. Industry reaction and responsible gambling notes. Industry observers say these headline-grabbing payouts are an expected feature of a market that mixes high-volume, low-denomination slot play with large progressive pools. What people often miss is how frequent small wagers across thousands of machines feed a relatively modest number of large jackpots, said Mark Reynolds, senior analyst at Gaming Research Group. That creates headline wins, while the underlying math still favors the house, but it keeps customers engaged. Regulators and operators routinely encourage patrons to set betting limits and take breaks. The Nevada Gaming Control Board requires casinos to report large jackpots and maintain procedures for verifying and paying winners. Such reports are also part of day-to-day transparency between operators and the regulator. Casinos typically handle jackpot claims through their accounting and guest services departments, with identity verification and tax documentation required for above-threshold payouts. Winners contacted in press releases often choose to remain private or provide only first names or initials. Caesar's Palace identified the table game winner as Jonathan S., in line with that practice. Casino spokespeople said winners are offered assistance with prize processing and, when applicable, financial and tax information. While jackpots draw publicity and foot traffic, industry experts emphasize balancing entertainment with safeguards. Operators have a responsibility to promote safe play and provide clear information about odds and resources, Reynolds said. Large wins are part of the ecosystem, but so is ensuring customers understand the risks. For reporters, casinos and regulators periodically update jackpot and payout information. Readers seeking more detail on reporting thresholds or responsible gambling resources can consult state or local regulatory bodies and casino guest services for the most current guidance.